Namaste. The question is about a question of will. So will and faith are the two intrinsic elements that define us. Thoughts come later. They are our core. And so the question is, what is the difference between will? What is it exactly? Because there are many ways in which it manifests. Mental will, vital will, even physical will. So when we go back to the origin, will is something which invariably at the core, it tends to lift everything upwards. This is the one. It's something similar we can say to aspiration. It is something which is moving forward. It is not moving at the same level. So in Indian thought, it is described as Agni. So Agni, it comes from the root Ag. So Age, whatever is carrying you forward, what is not and yet you want it to be, that's will. Now, in human consciousness, this what is not and yet you want it to be takes the form of desires for objects which are not. So it already comes down many steps below. And when the vital catches this will, it invariably loses its core, and core is there in the sense when we want objects, basically we want the happiness that we get from the objects. It's different that it has taken a very ignorant turn, so we realize at the end that it is not the objects that give us the joy that we are seeking. So this one part. But most important, the question is how to recognize what your true will is, right? Yes, it is in the heart. The seat of the will is in the heart. So, and it just needs a little sincerity. Deep inside, you may be wanting 100 things. People may be pushing you into 100 directions. You may not say what you truly want to anyone in the world. But if you look inside, you will recognize it. There is no doubt about it. We may be pushed by contradictory elements in nature. Because nature is full of contradictory elements. Of course, elementary stages where we think that contradictory wills are us. But I'm not speaking of that. From the yogic perspective, if you look deep inside, you will know what you truly want. And one will also know what is it in us that opposes it. One will know what are the things which are contradicting it. What are the things which are resisting it. What are the things which are helping it? And we also know that how even the most contradictory elements can be utilized, the most contradictory elements can be utilized to ultimately fulfill that core will inside us. That's the beauty of it. Then we also understand the ways of working of the Lord. We can understand the ways of working of the Lord. Let's take an example, which is the commonest example perhaps. Deep inside, people who love the divine, they, if you ask them what is your deepest will, invariably your deepest will be to belong to the divine. Any bhakta for that matter. So then you also have entanglements of human relations. So one way to look at it is that it contradicts your core aspiration. And if you look at it like this, yes, it contradicts because it pulls you in a different direction. That's why many aspirants take it that family life and social life, they come in the way of the divine. But you can equally look at it like this, that this moment which is given to me where my will is pulled in different directions by different people, how I can start looking at each as an aspect of the divine and turning to them as if there is the divine in them, which is a fact. And the divine is operating through human forms, and how it is going to help me in my own yoga. So that is the other way. Nalinidas speaks of this in this context in his famous writing, To Love Man. That's exactly what it is. So it depends on the stage we are in. There is a stage when your core will has to be kept very pure. It should be kept very pure, always, the core will. And you have to disengage it from everything in the world. You have to know this is the world, this is God. Focus only on God. This is a stage when you have to get back to the world and discover God in everything. So one has to see, both are paths. Some people have to follow a path of exclusivity, where you see this core will and you just take that and leave aside everything else. The other is that you use this core will and you begin to use this core will, which is, let's say, to discover the divine, to discover the divine in everything, everyone, every circumstance, every situation of life. To take a more pragmatic example, some people believe that, you know, you want to belong to the divine, you want to practice the yoga. So you should come to a special place like the ashram and you do the sadhana here. And there is a truth in it, no doubt about it. It exclusively, you want to belong to the mother, and all work given in the ashram is the mother's work. Shubhendu has said that. But there are others who would want to turn all work that they are doing into the mother's work. So they follow this aspect, ki, okay, everything that meets me, they have a different picture altogether. That, well, the mother is not only in the ashram, but she's everywhere and in everything. Now, both are valid approaches. In fact, they don't contradict each other. They complement each other very beautifully. You can take that picture that Divine Mother is in everything and everyone, but as an embodiment is something very special. Not everybody can be regarded as an embodiment of the Divine Mother. So coming to this special place is to get that direct touch, the direct influence. But at the same time, one should not forget that the divine is even outside the ashram in various circumstances of life. So they will begin to help us. Even what appears as contradictory begins to help us. The Vedic Rishi spoke of this, the night and the day suckling the divine child. So it's important to look at it like this. But core will is always in the heart. If somebody says that, you know, in the Gita it is called as Swadharma. I'll give you another example. Somebody asked this question, in fact, today. That I have this heroic urge within me and I want to fight. Wherever I see evil, I have the urge to fight. And I'm surrounded by people. One is always surrounded by people who are wrong. So, is this merely a hallucination? Of course, technically it won't be hallucination, but is it an imagination inside me? So, it is not an imagination or hallucination. It's a natural urge. So, the will is to fight against evil. Okay? Now, how will a sadhak turn this, use this? He will say, okay, let me fight the evil within me. You see, that's the beauty of the Gita. People don't understand whether to follow the teaching of the Gita or whether to engage in the Mahabharata, which is outside. So they often say that, you know, why is Sri Krishna teaching Ahimsa is great? Inwardly, you should be in a Daya Karuna. And then you are asking for a massacre. The two complement each other. This is the inner state. The inner state should be what the Gita has told us. Outwardly, you can engage in the battle. But first, the inner state. So when we look at life like that, if there is in me the natural urge to fight against all that is evil, paradoxically, I must first develop compassion, wisdom, understanding, state of calm, forgiveness, all this. And then based on the command of the divine, fight an outer battle if necessary. But will is that which is at the core. As I said, it could be to fight the divine, fight all that opposes the divine, anti-divine. It could be to, you know, to love this creation, love God. It could be manifest in the form of knowledge, the will for knowledge. Or it can be will towards perfection, the fourfold will. And in that, one has to go still deeper. At the core of it, when you go behind this fourfold will in man, you will discover that the will is to become one with the divine, to express the divine, to be an instrument of the divine, to manifest the divine. Then if you take it like this, that the whole world is a manifestation of the divine, however imperfect it is, So you participate in that, conscious that you have to bring in that manifestation in everything that we are engaged in doing. Okay. But the seat is always in the heart. It doesn't come from the mind. You can debate and discuss, it will never give you an answer. So one has to be very quiet, look inside, and in the heart there is nothing, no mistake, little sincerity, not much. And let me tell you one simple test. How to know your will? Think about it. Nobody is around to hear you. There is nobody whom you are trying to please, say good things. Nobody with whom you are trying to either maintain a relation or break a relation. Nobody is there. It is the middle of the night. You have woken up and asked, what is it that you want? That is your will. Closest indication. Most of the time, because of various reasons, we start telling lie to the world and to ourselves. At the end, we start believing that lie. That's the, you know, play of falsehood. But if nobody is around, no one to listen, so it doesn't matter. It will have no effect. See, the answer will change. Most of the time, it will completely change. And that is the beauty of this core. And ultimately, what is at the core, that will be. Outer nature may say you are unfit for yoga. Deep inside, the will is to be that, and that will express itself. Outer nature may say that, you know, you want this, that. There is a pull in different directions. But ultimately, this deeper will is the one which will govern the life and conquer. So that's in the heart it is found. Okay. Namaste.